This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, folks. The travel industry is really a reflection of how well the economy is doing. And we are very fortunate to have Jeff Freeman, the president and CEO of the U.S. Travel Association, with us. He has his finger on the pulse of this each and every day. Jeff, thanks for coming back. We really enjoy speaking with you. Welcome back.
Newell, it's good to be with you again. I can't believe you're the only one in Louisiana not talking about the Saints today. So I'm glad we can have this conversation.
Well, this is where it's at, man, right? I mean, travel is such an important part of our economy, not only here in Louisiana and obviously New Orleans, but so many places across the country and around the world. So let's talk about what's going on in the travel industry.
Yeah, I appreciate you giving it the attention it deserves, and certainly for Louisiana, for New Orleans and the surrounding parishes. It is a big industry. It's a critical industry. Almost $3 trillion in spending in the United States it's generating. This is an industry that's keeping communities afloat from coast to coast. You know, what's going on right now is sort of a mixed bag, and I think that's for a variety of reasons. When we look at domestic travel, it's resilient. One thing that happened coming out of the pandemic was that Americans in particular, but I think people around the world, began to prioritize and appreciate experiences and memories more than goods. You know, that's that when we were all cooped up, what we really wanted was to travel. We wanted to go create those memories. And that has been resilient coming out of the pandemic. However, what we're seeing right now is that travel this year is probably down about 1% from last year. We see that with TSA. We see that with some of the road travel that's out there. We see it with what's going on with the hotels. There's a lot of uncertainty in the marketplace, and I think people are wondering, do they want to take some of that savings? Do they want to go and spend it on creating these memories? Or do they want to hold back a little bit? We're seeing booking windows really shrink, which tells us that people are more uncertain, and they're waiting. They're waiting for a sign whether to spend or whether not to spend. That's what we're seeing on the domestic front. On the international front, and this is critical, it's critical for a place like New Orleans, which is so attractive to so many international travelers around the world, the picture is even more complex and, frankly, even more concerning. Overall, travel to the United States this year is down about 3%, but then there's some really hidden concerns there. You look at Canada, it's down 26% year over year. Western Europe is down about 4% year over year. You've got countries like Japan and China, South Korea, all in Asia are down more than 30% since before the pandemic. So we've got some real concerns when it comes to international inbound travel. We've got a lot of work to do in order to help this industry thrive.
In the case of Canada, allegedly people are saying it's all about the tariff war discussion or debate that we're having with them. But some of these other countries that you mentioned, their economies are really struggling. So I'm sure they're having some of the same concerns that we are here in the United States as a traveler.
Well, but let me give you a perspective there. The U.S. right now, trails our other markets around the world coming out of the pandemic. We're still down about 10%. France is up 10%. Mm-hmm. Japan is up 16%. India is up 13%. So these other markets are kind of stealing our travelers, and they are rebounding much more effectively. Now, there's no doubt that economic concerns play a role. The strength of the U.S. dollar plays an important role. And that's something that's frankly beyond our control. It's also true, however, that there are things within our control, right? How do we send a welcoming message and let people around the world know we want their business? Increasingly, the research suggests that travelers are concerned, fair or not, that when they come through customs and border protection, they're going to be searched. Their devices are going to be searched. They're going to perhaps be detained. You know, there's been a lot of negative headlines around the world. What are we doing to counter those headlines? What are we doing to let travelers know that we believe in having a very secure border? We believe in putting the interests of America first. We also believe in welcoming visitors who want to come, spend money, help strengthen our economy, and go home to tell their friends and family to do the same thing. So there's opportunity there that we're not quite seizing. And our competitors, we see, are seizing those opportunities.
That's interesting. I just visited Croatia for 2 weeks in the beginning of June. And I'm sure you know, Jeff, they take their borders seriously there. There's no fooling around when you visit there. But yet, they're setting record numbers in the number of folks visiting their country.
Yeah, it's not, to your point, it's not a novel concept of a secure border.
Yeah.
But you can be convicted in having that secure border and welcoming legal, lawful visitors to the maximum extent.
Sure.
For some reason, as we listen to the debate here in the United States, we seem to have muddied the waters a little bit. We've merged the illegal visitor with the legal visitor. We haven't sent that clear message of just how important all legal visitors are to our country, the priority that we put on them. So I think we've got work to do there. And again, I think we can do both things. We're the United States of America. We can have a secure border and be welcoming, and even more than be welcoming, really appreciate the important role that visitors to our country play in creating jobs, in strengthening economies, in strengthening our diplomatic relations around the world. You know that from your experience going to Croatia. You know that, your listeners know that from other experiences they've had. When we travel, we develop a type of affinity for the markets we go to. We develop an understanding. We're proud to support those places. We can't have enough of that, and right now we're missing the mark.
Yeah. You know, sometimes inside the Beltway in D.C., we will cut off our nose to spite our face, right?
You said it. I think here's what I would say. I think we make things more simplistic than they actually are.
Right.
It's complex. It's complex how you, for example, close down your border to illegal immigrants while sending a message and actually effectively welcoming visitors. It's complex. Okay, let's figure out how we do it. Sometimes we run into those complexities and we just like to pretend that it's simple, that it's black and white. No, these things are gray. Let's put our minds to it. Let's figure out how we do it. The same is true, I think, with when we look at various aspects of domestic travel. You know, for many, many years, we've known it's complex to fix the aviation system and a system that is not providing travelers with the experience they need. The prior administration, therefore, tried to take a simplistic approach. They tried to just create fines and fees for airlines that drove some great headlines but didn't do anything to fix the underlying system. This administration, to their credit, has decided, no, we're going to do the more complex thing. We're going to try to rebuild the aviation system in this country. We're going to try to move from radar to GPS, give people the system that provides confidence, a sense of safety and security. I admire when government chooses to take the more complex route, and that's something the administration is doing right now.
Why did we ignore all this new technology? I mean, there can't be anybody up there that doesn't realize the importance of the travel industry, both domestically and internationally. And, you know, I mean, we had all of this going on in Newark, and I actually flew through Newark to get to Dubrovnik. and was very concerned. I will say that the airlines did a great job in advance of that deadline date of shrinking the number of flights that are coming in, so did not have a problem, either outbound or back inbound. So it was very, very smooth. I was pleasantly surprised and pleased, quite frankly. And I think it was a testament, if we put our heads to it, we can resolve it. We can solve it.
Yeah, what Transportation Secretary Duffy, United Airlines, the people in the New York, New Jersey Port Authority, what they did around Newark, recognizing a problem and putting their heads to fixing it, was very impressive, and I think a case study of what we need to have going forward. You know, to your question of why do we ignore these things, I don't know that we ignore it. I think what we do is two things. One, I think we're often taking the more simplistic, easy way out on things. I don't think government is seeking to tackle the hardest, most complex challenges that we as voters want it to tackle. It likes to give us sound bites. It likes to pretend that it's making progress when what we need is people, and I think we'll give them a little bit of grace in doing this, that needs people who are willing to roll up their sleeves. They don't have all the answers. They're going to work it out. We need more of that style of leadership, number one. When it comes to travel specifically, I don't think we ignore, but I think as a traveling public, we are too tolerant of inefficiencies. We're too tolerant of lines at TSA. We're too tolerant of delays and cancellations when all of these things are fixable. You know, you look at what's happening right now within TSA, you know, 65, 70% of Americans go through the regular line at TSA. They're not a part of TSA PreCheck. And until a couple weeks ago, they were still taking their shoes off like they were in the weeks and months after 9/11. The need to do that was eliminated years ago. We have the technology to detect what's going on, but it wasn't until 2 weeks ago that we lifted the requirement to take your shoes off. And right now the Secretary is looking at lifting the requirement or lifting the limitation on liquids through TSA. This is how we need to be thinking. But the only way we think that way is when the American traveler says, enough. Why have we not modernized? Why haven't we changed in 20-plus years? There's got to be a better way to do this. When it comes to delays and cancellations, upwards of 80% of those were driven by a lack of air traffic control staffing. Mm-hmm. 96% of the air traffic control centers in the United States are understaffed. Well, let's not tolerate the delays and cancellations. Let's find a program to fix the staffing issue so I can get the travel experience I deserve. I'd like to see Americans grow more intolerant of the unnecessary inefficiencies in the travel experience.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So let's talk for a moment. This administration has put their money where their mouth is. I think there's $12.5 billion in the Big Beautiful Bill to modernize air traffic control. What can we anticipate what do you expect? I mean, that's the simple part, allocating the dollars. Execution of the spend is where the rubber meets the road, right?
Yeah, I give the administration a good deal of credit for making the ask for this money. And be aware, you know, what really triggered this was the crash that took place here in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. earlier this year with the lives that were lost on that flight. It really woke people up to what is necessary. And it would have been shameful if we didn't look at that experience and say, what are we going to do better? So I give the administration credit for doing that, Secretary Duffy, for getting this $12.5 billion down payment. Now, I say down payment because the secretary has said this is going to take more than $30 billion and more than 3 years to remake the aviation system. So this is a long road that we have to hoe here. We will be working closely with the administration, along with our partners in the aviation community, to ensure that that money is put where it needs to be put, that we are embracing the right technologies, that the special interests who are involved in all of these situations who want to defend antiquated ways of doing things, we want to make sure those folks, frankly, get rolled in this process so we can really have as the North Star of the traveler. How do we make sure the traveler is getting the experience they deserve? I'm optimistic that the administration is looking at this through the right lens, and that we'll see some really tangible investments. Newark is a great example of it. What they did with laying the fiber optic line and quickly modernizing that system, if that is a example of what this administration is about to do, then we all have reason for optimism.
Were you as surprised as I about the lack of coordination amongst commercial, private, and military airports? I mean, that really shocked me. I mean, cause, you know, they've coexisted for a long, long time. I always thought the communication links between them would have been much better and much more sound.
Yeah, what I'll say is this. I live outside Washington, D.C., Nashville. I've seen the helicopters. I've seen the interactions in this crowded airspace. And as a traveler, you assume, and I guess that's always dangerous, you assume that what I'm seeing, others are seeing, and all of the necessary precautions have been taken. I think what happened in late January was a rude awakening and an example of where the government let all of us down. The government's responsibility is to provide us with safety and security. That's the most important thing the government can do. The government let us down and needs to make sure that doesn't happen again. I think there is a lot of reflection going on about how this accident happened and what needs to be done differently, both here in the D.C. area as well as other markets around the country. But I think, you know, we need to hold our government accountable, and all of us should be concerned in areas where they're not taking the necessary steps that clearly they need to take.
Yeah. What do you see on the horizon, Jeff, as it relates to, you know, there are very few airplane manufacturing firms, right? And there's an incredible backlog of new planes with the latest and greatest technology. How much of a challenge is that for the industry?
Yeah, Newell, it's a great question. You know, as I said at the opening here, one of the great things that happened coming out of the pandemic was that Americans and people around the world prioritize travel. They want to travel. They want to have experiences, create memories, build new bonds with their family and friends. What that means is we need more capacity in the system, and particularly in the aviation system, that capacity is squeezed. Not only with Boeing struggles, but with the fact that you, as you mentioned, you primarily have two airplane manufacturers, and their ability to keep up with demand right now is stressed, to put it nicely. That is a big concern. If we want this system to thrive, if we want those New Orleans hotels to be full, if we want as many people on Bourbon Street or in the restaurants, we need to be able to get them there. And aviation plays a critical role in doing that. addressing the capacity issue is extremely important. And I think that that is, you know, when I look at the variety of issues, air traffic control, the need for air traffic controllers, the need for a modernized system, airport upgrades, when I look at the slate of aviation issues, there are several who are probably, which are probably taking attention away from the capacity issue. But I think in the years ahead, you've put your finger on an issue that will get more and more attention, and that is a lack of capacity to meet the demand for travel.
Yeah, it's just kind of interesting. I mean, there's obviously a lot of money to be made in this industry, and it seems as though on many fronts, you've got these friction points where they haven't leveraged, they haven't taken advantage of these opportunities and stayed current, even in the private air travel, that's a growing sector of the airline industry. I was reading the other day, Embraer, a Brazilian company, is backlogged for years on orders. And it seems to touch all aspects of this industry.
Well, and typically what we see is when there is a market dysfunction like this, something comes up and disrupts that. And that may well be what is necessary in the travel space. I think the demand for travel is only going to grow in the years ahead, so long as we have the capacity, so long as we have the right policies, so long as we are kind of getting out of the traveler's way. Now, that's not always the case, you know, and I just want to mention there are some really good things that came out of that big, beautiful bill, like the air traffic control funding. But we also got in people's way. You know, we just added a new fee for travelers who want to come to the United States. If you need to get a visa, you've got to pay $250 per person, $1,000 for a family of four. And that money goes to offset our federal deficit. It is cynical.
It is counterproductive.
It is extremely disappointing. And that's the type of thing that can really curb travel demand.
Jeff, a perfect life for me is to travel 300 of the 365 days a year.
You don't like your own pillow, huh?
Yeah, exactly. I actually travel with it.
All right, that makes more sense.
Absolutely. As always, we truly appreciate your time, your insight. Jeff Freeman, President and CEO of the U.S. Travel Association. Have a great week.
Good to be with you, Newell. Take care.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.